This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is kind of a sports hero Memorial Day as well, that Gordie Howe died, great hockey player at 88, and the funeral procession for Muhammad Ali is also taking place with lots of people sort of celebrating his life. I know, I was telling somebody the story that I got an email, right? I guess, I don't know, it was either an email or an old-fashioned letter that said, come and help celebrate this person's life. So I called my daughter, because it was one of our neighbors when my daughter was young, and I said, listen, how about if we have a girls' weekend, this is for our friend, and it's a celebration of life. My mother said, Mom, that means she died. I said, no, it's like celebration of life, like a birthday party. She said, no, Mom, that isn't what that means. So I called her son, and he said, oh, yeah, I should have told you. So celebration of life apparently is okay because there's no more life around to live, right. So we celebrate it. So, anyway, all right, so I thought what we would look at, since this is the time of year, lots of people plan their vacations. We were talking about trips to Mars and trips to the moon. And so my question is, when I was actually talking to some friends of mine, and they're having an anniversary, and they love having they have three kids and like nine grandchildren or something. And they were trying to get the entire family together, and they were complaining to me that one set of family isn't able to come. And I said, look, this is going to be more and more the case as kids get older and they have hockey camp or someplace else they want to go, or so it make the invitation and take whomever shows up. And I said, or it's your anniversary, where would you guys like to go? So they were kind of brainstorming where they would like to go. So if you could, if money were no object, you'd go any place in the world you wanted to go, where would you go, Blake?
Pretty much anywhere in Europe. I'd probably want to go to Paris. I've never left the country, and I just feel like it'd be a comfortable transition to.
Well, do you speak French?
No, okay. I don't speak any second language.
You may want to try the UK first. You may want to try, which is Paris. I love Paris, but I speak French, gutter snipe, but nevertheless. And I think Parisians get a really unfair reputation for not being very nice, and they are, especially if you'll try. They just don't like it when people holler English at them louder and louder, trying to make them understand it's their country, right. And we should make an attempt to speak their language when they're in their country, just like they should probably make an attempt to speak our language when they're in our country. So if you can hack along, I think they're very supportive of it. But if you've never been to Europe and you don't speak any language, you may want to try Britain, which is not the same language, but at least it's English. Or Scotland or Ireland.
More of a fighting chance, I mean.
Yeah, at least, or at least start there so you can deal with the difference about culture and money and all sorts of, and at least a language where you can, in theory, be understood. It's Mark Twain's statement that the UK and the United States are a country that is separated by English and an ocean, or something. We don't speak exactly the same kind of English they do. My next trip, I would really like to go to the Greek Isles. I've been to Greece, which I really liked, and I love Delphi, but I've never been to the Greek Isles, and I'd probably like to go to like Cyprus. And I, at one point, I did a lot of work with the Turkish, what was it called? Turkish Culture Foundation or something. And they were going to arrange a trip to Turkey for me with staying with families, which I think would be great. But somehow, I don't know, I think Turkey got a little more dangerous and sending Americans. I was also supposed to go to Iraq. No, I was supposed to go to Afghanistan because Afghanistan had been very quiet, and so the Navy was going to let me go to Afghanistan and deal with the troops. And then Afghanistan heated up. So whenever I want to go someplace, it gets dangerous. So, and I tell you, my mother didn't want me to go to Israel when the prime minister invited me, and she says it's too dangerous. And I said, oh, no, Mom, you know, nobody wants me dead, you know, for that amount. I'll be the safest person on the planet. But not only has Israel heated up a lot, there's been much more violence there. But every time when I was there, the day after I was someplace, there would be a bombing or somebody shot or something. So she was basically right. But I, you know, listen, how many times is the prime minister going to invite you to come? So I went. I'm glad I did. Almost exactly a year ago. Alrighty, so let's see where our listeners would like to go. If there, that money is no. See, going to the moon, it takes too long and it's too cramped in accommodation. And I'm not crazy about flying. I would happily go back to the Middle East, except for the 15-hour plane ride.
And you wouldn't go to space?
Pardon?
You wouldn't go to space?
You know, at one point I was working on the space program, and they were either going to have to send me, because I was the only person that was. During the time they were doing extravehicular activity, EVA, and I was the only person who could load the camera. But so I decided that either they had to change the aperture or they were going to send me. There's a part of me that would like to go. I just, the plane trip would not make me happy. Just a long time being trapped in a... I suppose if you could wander around. I don't know. I'm a little claustrophobic, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of like the idea of it, and I actually... rode the Space Mountain at Disney, which I thought was probably as close to space as I'm going to get. I'm not crazy about rides like that, but it's really, if you've never done it, it's an amazing kind of thing because you feel like you're inside. It's all dark, which of course is completely disorienting, which makes the ride even more whatever, sensational, literally in all its senses of the word. But you feel like you're inside of an exploding universe, and that is probably as close to space. It is literally awesome. And I think that part of space would be really great. But being locked up, I mean, they're saying to Mars would take 9 months. To the moon would take, I don't know what, like 3 weeks or something. I don't know.
Right.
And 15 hours did not make me a happy camper. I mean, I did it. But, I mean, and I actually got an email from some people I'd worked with in Israel. Said, please come back. We need you to do some more work with our trauma victims. And there was a part of me that would really like to go, and another part says, oh, that plane ride, I don't know. My daughter says, just take some drugs, Mom. So, very helpful. All right, so let's see where people would go.
Yeah, let's start with Matt here. Matt says he would go to the Bermuda Triangle so I can disappear.
Well, I've actually gone through the Bermuda Triangle twice without knowing until after the fact, and there is something spooky there. I didn't disappear, as you can tell. But there is something spooky there. There is some kind of different energy. Because the first time I did it, I was wandering around. I was on a cruise ship, and I couldn't sleep. I just was wandering around all night. And you know, I said something to somebody the next day of, wow, you know, I just couldn't sleep. There was no reason. I said, oh, yeah, Bermuda Triangle. And it was exactly the hours that I couldn't sleep.
Oh, wow.
Something weird, yeah. And I didn't. It wasn't power of suggestion because I didn't know anything about it.
Isn't it like... magnetic field or
well, it's a little
like that,
yeah. Supposedly, yeah, it's a convergence kind of thing. I think that all of us are a bit sensitive to that. I just sort of trust, you know, maybe a little more attuned to it than some. But and I've been in places where I was at one of my affiliates, and they had a reception for me at this very old inn, and you know, I got a little bit bored about being the center of attention, so I wandered off by myself and went into this room and got really spooked out, and I said, who died here? And they said, how did you know? And I don't know how I knew, but I knew. And it was very spooky. I mean, I knew that someone had died there. And it was not an easy death. It turned out to be a hanging. So,
oh, geez.
Yeah. So the Bermuda Triangle was a little more upsetting, but I, as I said, didn't disappear. And you can do that on a cruise ship to the Caribbean. All right, what else we got?
Kiana says, do I get to pick out the method by land and boat around the world for the adventure?
Do you know, I had an aunt at one point who was working as a travel agent as part-time, and she was getting to the point where she really couldn't quite live by herself. And so I said, well, you could probably be on a cruise ship and go around the world for less price than being in senior care someplace. And there's medical care, and she loved playing bridge. So, of course, we'll send you around the world. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Alrighty. So let's hear some more of people's travel arrangements.
Yeah. So Nina says, I would go to Australia. Always wanted to go, but it's too expensive.
Well, all right, here's what I can suggest, maybe. Which is that that I actually was invited to go to Australia because I wrote a book, and I couldn't go when they wanted me to do. But so write a book.
I'm too scared to go to Australia.
Why?
The only thing I hear about Australia is just like it's full of the most deadly creatures everywhere.
Well, but not in the cities. I mean, you're talking about, you know, if you're wandering around in the desert by yourself, but you're not going to do that.
I suppose.
Right?
Let's see here. Deborah says she wants to go to
Everybody I know who's been to Australia loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was great to be able to go when somebody else was paying for it, and I was going to be there for like 3 weeks, but I couldn't spend the time when I was doing it. But okay.
Yeah, Deborah says Costa Rica has no army. Following a brief but bloody civil war, it permanently abolished its army in 1949, becoming the first and only few sovereign nations without a standing army. Costa Rica is also known for its progressive environmental policies, being the only country to meet 5 criteria established measure environmental sustainability in 2012. It goes on to say Costa Rica has successfully managed to diminish deforestation and some of the worst rates in the world from 73 to 89 to almost zero by 2005. Costa Rica's land of the strays is pretty much paradise for dog lovers.
My daughter went there and loved it.
Really?
So, yeah. She thought that was great. So, sorry with me. So, off you go to Costa Rica. And apparently, it's not terribly expensive. She went to a combination of, which is kind of very much my daughter, of yoga and scuba diving. Those were the two things that she wanted to do, and she did them. So it was great.
Now, part of my lack of knowledge, is Costa Rica, is that a territory? Or?
No, I think that's Puerto Rico. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Let's check it out. I don't know. As you know, I'm the queen of trivia, except for geography. Not good at, let's see what it says about Costa Rica. Traveling in Costa Rica, let's see what we've got it here. It's rugged, rainforested Central American country with coastlines on the Caribbean and Pacific. San Jose is home to cultural institutions like the Pre-Columbian Gold Museum. Costa Rica is known for its beaches, volcanoes, and immense biodiversity. Roughly a quarter of its area is made up of protected jungle, rich with wildlife, including spider monkeys and quetzal birds. Quetzal birds. Okay. So it's Spanish, and it's part of Central America.
All right.
Do not confuse it with Puerto Rico, which is a whole different thing. And apparently, let's see what you can go on JetBlue. They have packages. Let's see what they say what the packages cost. Hotel and airfare. Just out of curiosity, we're not giving JetBlue necessarily a, well, that's Puerto Rico. No, that's not helpful. I don't know. Trip top vacation packages. I don't know. You could probably go for under $1,000, which is
not bad.
Yeah, not for hotel, for 7 days for hotel and everything else. Not a bad idea. All right. So there we go.
There we go.
So there you go. So listen, when in doubt, plan. If nothing else, it doesn't cost anything to window shop, you know, to look online and every once in a while there's sort of super deals. Alrighty?
All right.
Alrighty. So I'm trying to think what else we all right, so we've done all of those, right?
Yep, that was left it.
Alrighty. So let's do, because we've been waiting for it for a while, left handed compliments. I really want to.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this one. All right, good. Well, wait a minute. How long do we have? 3 minutes?
Yeah, we got enough time.
Well, do we have enough, or should we do like a program director call here?
We got 3 minutes.
Can you do all of them in 3 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go.
All right. So starting with Barb. From a male friend in high school, you've got soccer player calves.
Really? Whoa.
Does a girl who doesn't play soccer want soccer player calves?
Did he mean it as a compliment?
Probably. It sounds just like an idiotic compliment.
He probably is one of those dudes who just doesn't know how to... I mean, it's certainly better than saying, you have soccer player bosoms, I guess. I don't know even what that would mean. All right.
Mary says that I would look nice if I wore more makeup. Walk away time.
Whoa. I agree.
Phaedra says, this goes back to 2004. If you only would lose 10 pounds, you would look so much better. That's harsh.
I know a woman who went on a date for the first time, and he said, you say you have a gym body, but I think you look like you don't work out every day. You look like you work out once a week. So she ordered surf and turf and a bottle of wine and left.
Jeez.
Oh. Yeah, not cute.
Mary says, oh, you're left-handed.
Oh, I get it, a left-handed compliment. No, look, technically, smart aleck, if you're going to make it a compliment, you'd have to say, wow, groovy, you're left-handed. Otherwise, it's not a compliment. It's left-handed, but come on, get with the program. If you're going to make fun of me, then you have to do it with a little bit more panache. All right, what else we got?
Final one here is from Ella. Ella says, my friend says that left-handed people are the only ones in their right mind. She told a policeman once, and it stopped him from giving her a ticket, parking illegally.
Good for her. So that was not only, I guess, a compliment, but a worthwhile, valuable compliment. Good for her.
There you go.
I'm trying to think. The ones I can remember were awful, which were the ones from, like, junior high school, which was for a fat person, you don't sweat much. That's the one I remember from when I was about 11 years old. It wasn't about me because, you know, I've never been what anybody would consider except me fat. So, but it was one of those for a fat person, you don't sweat much. And you got another one?
I was going to say, I've accidentally given one and I felt so bad.
All right, what was your accidentally given one?
It was my stepmother. My little brother had just been born recently, and he would keep grabbing on her stomach. And she's got a big belly. And for whatever reason, I said, yeah, he doesn't like laying on me. He likes the bigger bellies. And I don't know why I said it. It was a foot-in-the-mouth moment, and I got super red and apologized profusely.
And so she's never spoken to you since, huh?
No, she loves me. I'm one of her favorites.
Gosh, what did the other people say? for a fat, never mind. All righty, 855-993-7569. God's Health coming up. You want to know what it's about? Well, just listen up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, this is the time of week where we look at a global issue that sooner or later is going to affect all of us. And quite often, the resource the trigger for this discussion is a documentary, which is true today. It's called The God Cells, and Eric Marola is a director whose work I've admired in the past. He was kind enough to remind me that I had admired it. Eric, thanks for coming on today. So rather than me giving the overview, why don't you tell people The God Cells, which is certainly a provocative title. So tell me why the title and what the doc's about.
Sure. You know, the title was actually placed on the project kind of like a week or two before wrapping it up after a two-year stint. Basically, in short, I like covering stories that have to do with scientific discoveries in the medical world, especially when they tend to conflict both with belief systems as well as the, in my opinion, the profit system. So this particular documentary is about, in my own words, probably one of the most controversial topics, probably of modern day, and that is fetal stem cells. That is not to be confused with embryonic stem cells, which are harvested from a five-day-old blastocyst in a petri dish, but fetal stem cells, which are harvested from voluntary abortions, and in this particular case, right around the end of the first trimester. And then how, we're going to get into the processing and testing, but essentially these fetal stem cells are injected outside of the United States, only a few places in the world it is even legal, into people who choose to get them for all kinds of things, usually for a neurological or immunological ailment. So as you can imagine, especially with the Planned Parenthood debacle last year, which is just sort of a happy accident, because no one had ever breathed the word fetal stem cells, probably, I can't remember when I ever heard it, until Planned Parenthood hit. So it's basically it. So I cover, I follow patients who got it. I talk about the main organization who provides it, although there's a few organizations around the world. I even interviewed the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, which is the world's largest publicly funded stem cell agency. And I don't know, it was just kind of a fun journey. What you're seeing in the God Cells is me jumping into the world of fetal stem cells. And most people don't even know what a stem cell is. And frankly, I, didn't really have a lot of education on it, but 2.5 years, it's been quite a journey.
Okay. All right. You've covered a huge amount.
Forgive me.
All right. That's a great kind of sense. All right. Let's start with the obvious. Explain what a stem cell is.
Sure. Stem cells are unspecialized or like blank slate cells is the best way to describe it. And basically, we have them even today as adults. And as an adult, for instance, when you get injured, these blank slate cells wake up and help, repair injury in the body. In the case of fetal stem cells or most stem cell therapy, what the idea is you're injecting these blank slate cells into the body, in this case human beings, in the hopes that they spontaneously kind of seek out areas in the body that need repair and then spontaneously transform into that particular body area part cell. So, for instance, if you have brain damage and you were injected with stem cells, the idea is and the hope is the stem cells go to the brain and become neurons and become various brain cells to repair the brain.
Well, especially if the population gets older, and we're talking about Alzheimer's, that would seem to me to be one of the major kind of neon signs. So do we have any idea how the stem cells, I know by definition a stem cell means it can become anything, but how does it, do we have any indication about how it knows where to go as opposed to, for example, deciding, okay, I'm a stem cell and I could either go to the brain with this person who's having terrible memory problems, or I could go to their pancreas and help make insulin, or I suppose
sure.
Both. Or I could decide that that guy really needs a larger penis. I mean, how does the stem cell know
right.
what to do?
There's a lot of conflicting theories on this because the science is fairly new. And we're only talking about a couple of decades where it's really been taken seriously, the last decade more so than ever. But it even seems that, to answer your question, no one has a full definition of it. But I'll give you a really interesting example that everybody does agree on. It doesn't necessarily answer your question, but the scientific community has all agreed that a woman who has given birth, they've done autopsies on women to prove this. The stem cells during pregnancy have left the womb, gone through the placental wall and traveled around her body. And they found even male DNA around the hearts of women, in the brains. Obviously, the male DNA is sort of the definitive proof. And, of course, they gave birth to a son at one point in life, 20 or 30 years later. And even women who were born with those weird heart arrhythmias where, you have a little hole in your heart. Some people have to get surgery later. They've even found cases where after pregnancy that was resolved. But I wish I could be more definitive to tell you. It's just the reality is no one really knows except to say, well, it's just biology. Hence, I guess going back to the title, the God cells, they're sort of doing God's work. Whatever anyone's definition of God is, I think a lot of us would agree that it has something to do with the birth of life. So
creation,
they sort of know where to go. They sort of know where to go, as oversimplifying as that sounds.
All right, before we get into this, are there side effects from stem cells?
Yes, depending on the type of stem cell, there are different side effects. At the fetal stem cells, one of the reasons I think they're so attractive to certain scientists and people seeking them is that there really isn't any any data to support that there has been any side effects in the peer-reviewed literature in relationship to the actual stem cells. For instance, embryonic stem cells, which again often gets confused with fetal, a very significant side effect is that they have the ability to form what is called a teratoma, which is a benign tumor, which is kind of gross. It's like hair and teeth can like grow inside your body. So there's like a horrible side effect in that particular case. But frankly, side effects in relationship to stem cells usually have to do with poor handling or maybe they're not properly tested. Because frankly, you know, if the stem cells, if your body doesn't like them, and now, you know, of course, let me finish. Your body doesn't like them. They generally just reject them. You might suffer a minor fever, and then you won't even really know it. You know, so it's interesting because, you know, most of us also know about stem cells from bone marrow transplantation, which has been around forever, where you need genetic matches and, bone, you know, these big banks, you know, they store the bone marrow. And, of course, if you did not genetically match the patient, it could be very lethal. But again, going back to how confusing the stem cell world is, it's sort of all over the place. But no, I mean, at least in my experience of the 2.5 years, I must have met, I guess, 200 people. No one complained of a negative side effect. If anything, they complained that it just didn't do anything for them.
Right. So, and this is not an inexpensive procedure.
No, it's not. But I also, that's a whole other conversation where I believe that it could be made far less expensive.
Yeah.
But I, and frankly, I just kind of discovered that it kind of became, the big price tag is sort of the market rate, sadly. You know, we live in a profit society. And so it's kind of like no one wants to undercut the other. You know, everybody's going to try to charge what everyone else charges. So let's say Stomedica in San Diego, who cured Gordie Howe of his stroke, they charged the same as Stem Cell of America, who was the main company that let me, were gracious enough to let me in. And some of the other places overseas are about the same price tag. So, yeah.
And the price tag is pretty steep. It's in tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes, I agree. It's terrible. And if I had any control over it, I would love to see it, you know, especially considering it reduced, especially considering you're not talking about a patented substance that has any kind of monopoly. It's frankly, on this subject, it is kind of my hope that scientists will realize that this technology exists, understand how easy it is to obtain, maybe not in the United States, but, you know, anyone with the proper resources, ideally, hopefully well-meaning, can open up, you know, one of these operations, you know. Ideally, that's what would need to happen, you know, to drive the price down.
All right, because one of the things that we can't really avoid is the controversy about this. There have been presidents that okayed stem cell research and then presidents who withdrew support because stem cells basically come from one, at this point, and only one source, which is abortions. Interestingly enough, all the stem cells that they talked about, at least in your documentary, came from essentially one place in the world, which is Georgia in the Ukraine. That whole issue, and as you point out, you're neither for or against abortion. Presumably, these are voluntary, and the idea being that, as one of the women in the documentary says, that she believes in the American Indian philosophy is you use everything, you don't throw anything away. But that when we're talking about a fetus, we're talking about something very emotional and very sort of steeped in history. So let's take a break here. My guest is Eric Modolla, who's done a fascinating look at the future of medicine, I think, that no one would argue, called the God cells. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Eric Barola, who's done a documentary called The God Cells, which look at stem cells. And as he points out in the documentary, there are actually four different sources of stem cells. There's adult, there's embryonic, there's placental. And so the only one that's truly controversial, but certainly the most effective, is from fetal. So, Eric, this seems to me to be something. Let me just ask kind of a naive question, which is, we have done so much about being able to take a cell and grow it in the lab. Why can't, do you think there is going to be a future? Do you think, because it walks away from the controversy about stem cells and sort of says, look, if we can manufacture them from the lab, so we only need a very small amount from which we can grow more, and that'll take the controversy away. Do we think that's possible in the near future?
Absolutely. I think there's something called a three-dimensional bioreactor, which is sort of the main machine. You have to have very talented technicians to run it. Because the idea when you're replicating stem cells is to hope that they do not mature or differentiate and become the cell that you hope that they become later after injected. You want to keep them blank slate. So that's where the sort of art form is with them. But no, with enough resources, you know, say, for instance, you know, hypothetically speaking, I'm not sure about our lifetime, but say the FDA approves this, then absolutely with the resources of the industry and our academic institutions, that would be, you know, no problem. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, because that would seem to me to kind of solve the problem. I've always said that we could get rid of abortion and all the controversy about it if you could basically transport from a fetus from one person to another, which essentially we could in theory do. And we're getting very close to that, so you don't have to, that you can take fetal cells from someone who doesn't want the pregnancy to someone who does. And we're very close to being able to do that. So, and I should mention here, because when I was thinking about doing this interview, I thought, oh, well, how much grief am I going to walk into? But, I mean, for me, the alarming statistic was that essentially all the stem cells in the world come from one place. And it's a country where women have, in their lifetime, have between 3 and 4 voluntary abortions because there's essentially no birth control, and 2/3 of all pregnancies are unwanted. I mean, that to me is a horrifying statistic, aside from the stem cell issue, that somebody needs to get some condoms to Georgia or some birth control bills.
Correct.
But let's tackle one of the issues that I think is, there was an article that came out this very day that talked about the fact that the third leading cause of death in America is physician error, is medical error. It's exceeded only by heart disease, number one, and cancer, number two. And in terms of everything else, respiratory illness, AIDS, everything else, it's the third major cause. So the idea of being able to repair as opposed to keeping people alive on medications is attractive to everybody except one group of people.
Correct.
And the group of people are the big pharm, the pharmacology industry.
And it totally goes against the entire paradigm they've based their entire business model on for decades. Yeah.
And, you know, when watching the documentary, you know, all I could think about was, it's one thing to want to make a good living and to take care of your family and maybe even to become rich or get a yacht, but isn't there, have we really as a species lost the ability to say, if I could make the world a better place, if I could somehow cure cystic fibrosis or the Alzheimer's, or and the idea being that, as most of us are aware these days, that pharmacology is in the business of keeping people alive, not curing them. Talk about that, because that was really the frustrating thing for me in this documentary.
Something just happened just in the last week that goes right on this. The Wall Street Journal actually did a 2-part article about a very small pharmaceutical company, not a big Pfizer, but a small company that has a proprietary treatment for Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Right.
And basically, let me know if you've heard of this, but essentially they inject proteins into these children once a week. Yes, they have to have the proteins for the rest of their lives, but there was this huge sort of meetings. All these meetings went on, the FDA involved, and it was voted down. They voted it to not be approved. So you have to ask yourself, why would, you know, the FDA, condemn an entire category of, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, essentially to death? I mean, they're not going to live past 20 or 25. Why would they do that? You know, you have to scratch your head. And, you know, I don't mean to sound like a cliche, but I've been doing this kind of work for 6 or 7 years, and the common denominator is when you have something that looks like a cure, it's frightening to the industry because you can't sustain a client or a customer, if you will, on curing them because you've taken care of the issue versus allowing medications to sort of be, you know, these people subscribe to these medications until they're no longer alive. It's not really the best business model from a industry standpoint. So, you know, that's really the common denominator I see. I don't think there's anything other than that. I'm pretty pragmatic about it. And so how do you change that when we live in a world where, you know, Wall Street dominates and, you know, the CEO's job, well, even if he's a very moral, well-meaning person, it's the CEO's job to keep that industry, that company's profits keep going up. And when you have an industry that has sort of this incestuous relationship with a very regulatory agency that, they're, you know, like the FDA, which The Drug User Fee Act in the 90s allowed the pharma to buy them off, essentially, which is a whole other, hour of conversation. I know, I agree, Dr. Brown. It's a frustrating situation. I don't have a full solution for it, really.
Well, you almost had the feeling that, I mean, for example, the outrage several months ago when finding out that the same drug that cost $35,000 for, I think it was hepatitis C, was available in the United States, was available for $4 in India. That somehow public outrage, I think, may... I mean, you almost have the feeling that there should be torches and people going up the hill with pitchforks saying... And the idea that the FDA is supported by the pharmaceutical industry, I find alarming. I don't think... Talk about that a little bit. I don't think most people even know about that.
Yeah, well, the FDA and pharma has always kind of been a revolving door. I mean, pharma really wants to hire people that used to work at the FDA. They have the Rolodesk. They have everybody, within the agency at their fingertips. But what really did it is when the Drug User Fee Act was passed by Congress in 1992, and I'm sure most people have heard of the famous Marcia Angel, the former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine. She was furious, just like writing op-eds and like screaming and yelling about it. But essentially what it allowed the industry to do is to pay a user fee, it's called, which has gone from like $1 million to a couple of $1 million over the last decade or more, for each drug that they're asking the FDA to approve or at least review. So what you basically, where pharma, even though pharma devised it and got Congress to pass it, so pharma says, hey, here's $1 million to, review our drug.
Test my drug,
Yeah, the excuse was, oh, well, the FDA needs more resources, we're limited, et cetera. But what has happened in the long run is, and you can look it up, it's public, you can look it up, public knowledge, public domain, is that basically more than two-thirds of the FDA's drug evaluation annual budget comes directly from the pharmaceutical industry.
So right, on that note, I'm going to stop you, and hopefully people will be interested enough to go see the God Cells. Eric, thanks very much. Keep up the good work. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.